In celebration of Tongan Language Week, we've got a very special group of wonderful singers in studio with us this morning. The Shades, the quartet made up of beautiful Tongan and Samoan voices, singing songs across many various genres. All from humble Pacific homes, born and raised in Auckland, the Shades have won competitions, scholarships, and been accepted into prestigious programs from their incredible singing talents. They join us now. Takavuni, Samson Setu, Ipulanga Aya, and Manase Latu in a studio. Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us.
Very good.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, wow. Even your voices, the way you speak, sounds classical. very enunciated. I like that. Very good. Okay, then, gentlemen, well, firstly, just a little bit from each of yourselves and which villages are representing this morning.
Tau te Tongans, eh?
Yeah. Tongan language. Oh, here you go.
Mano e tau uma o he pungpongin, o ki ngoa ko Manase Latu, ko uto mai me he korokoia ko Harawavi, ko Lomotua, I Tonga, mo he koromua goia o Wawau, ko Leimatua, pao ni ono ki e.
Mano, mano. Ko ngoa ko Matakavuni, whae me I Lapaha, yeah, tamai me I Fasmoiafi.
I'm Samson Setsu. I'm one of the two Samoans in the group, and my village is in Samoa, Whongapoa, Sarirolonga, Savai'i, and Vaimoso, and Whaskooka, Upolu.
Talo Falava, my name is Ipulanga Aya. My parents, my mom comes from the villages of Whangali'i and Vaimoso, and my dad comes from the villages of Apia and Fa'ala Palauli, Savai.
Very good, and we're going to be hearing from the gentleman soon, but firstly, we're just going to find out a bit about yourselves. Firstly, the name, The Shades. It's very interesting, because when you hear it, you don't think classical singers, you think, wow, other things. So where does the name come from, gentlemen?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, actually. But to make it as short as possible, when we first met, we started jamming, I guess, at university. Some people heard us singing, and they said, would we like to sing at the School of Music Ball at the university that year? And this was our first year we'd met, and we said, yeah, sure. And the ball is a kind of a fun event, and so we try to get together and see what attire we could all wear. We all had grey suits, or we all acquired grey suits for this event. And so we went with the theme, the 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, which was big at the time. And the book, only the book I knew about, because I read a lot. And so we our group started off as the 4 Shades of Grey, as a joke. And then from that event, we started getting more and more, picking up more events and more gigs and stuff. And we thought, oh, we should probably tame the name a little bit. So we went from the 4 Shades of Grey to the 4 Shades, and eventually the Shades. So yeah.
That is a very interesting story.
Yeah.
And who knows whether females have that same sort of reaction when they hear you singing. But in terms of your singing voices, baritone, what are our different singing voices represented here this morning, please?
We make up a sort of a perfect quartet. We have two tenors. So myself, Manase, and Ipu are the tenors of the group, and so we sort of interchange in that way. And then below us is Taka, who sings baritone, and then the sub-woofer of the group, Samson, who sings bass. And
only before 10 a.m. I'm a sub-woofer.
Now, classical music, opera singing. I mean, over the last few years, we've had a number of, Pacific singers that are, really coming to the forefront internationally. I mean, Sole Miu is the one that comes to mind. For yourselves, why? Why classical singing? Why opera singing for yourselves?
I think all of us are now, we all grew up together, I think, with the same background, with church singing, singing like hymns, and it's kind of relatable to the classical genre. And I think, last year as well, our teachers kind of heard the voice that we had and kind of made us go into this this kind of singing. Mm-hmm. And so we joined choirs. We all joined the choirs at the schools we were at, and that kind of made us want to experience more of this kind of genre. And since then, it's been a journey, a thrilling journey of kind of exploring this kind of talent. Yeah, so
how do you balance it? Because I know, you know, collectively as a quartet, but then your own, you know, personal interests, solo career, study, some, you know, even which one is still pursuing a rugby professional rugby career. I read at one stage for yourselves, you know, still looking at rugby. So how do you balance all that, especially, you know, with your busy schedules?
Well, yeah, I think that's sort of the challenge and the mission is to sort of balance all of that. So, you know, some of us we work as well. So Taka has a full-time job as well. So, you know, we're having to balance not only our lives but also the Shades gigs that we do. And when we got together, we said a big priority for us, and one of our main focuses was our solo careers and to develop that sort of side of our development. So that's always been at sort of the forefront of our goal, and our ambition is to further ourselves as soloists, which in a way actually really helps the group, helps us grow quite a bit.
What is it about opera singer that is so precise in the requirements, not only in terms of the physicality, but, you know, so many foreign, we've got German, Italian, French, and that. How is that for yourselves when you're singing these sort of, you know, pieces in a foreign language? How do you overcome that sort of challenge?
I think kind of having the background of our own mother tongues, that makes the job a lot easier when you come to learning another foreign language. For example, German or Italian or French. So I think we've got kind of that upper hand on those who don't speak another language. And but I think for me personally, and I know the same for the boys, learning another language or singing another language is a lot of fun. And if you don't know the language, you can just say something similar, and then most of the English speakers in the audience won't know if you made a mistake. So that's another win-win there.
And for yourselves as a Pacifica, what do you think, you know, as Tongan, Samoans, as Pacifica, that is unique for yourselves that you bring to, you know, to opera?
I think a lot of the opera stories are full of drama and just full of love, emotion, so many emotions and stuff. Where we've been doing that all our lives, you know, growing up in Sunday school or in church, you know, it's exactly the same thing. A lot of the stories are quite similar, and so we have that kind of that skill just kind of built in us from such a young age. But I think we don't actually realize until you just step back and realize, hey, you know, I've been performing in Sunday school, and it's the same thing. And so I think our point of difference is that we're from the Pacific, really. Mm. You know, we're so far from Europe, where this genre thrives and where it was born and stuff like that. So, for people over there to see us, we're quite exotic on that side of the world, apparently, and and that's kind of exciting for us and for them also. Mm. And yeah, as I said before, like we grew up singing in church, grew up performing in church. So, it's once opera becomes more of a norm over here, I think in the Europe scene and in the US. You'll see a more of a intake of more Pacific opera singers, and I hope that happens because, yeah, it's in us, so yeah.
What's it like, guys? Because I can only assume that for many of your audiences, predominantly, you know, Caucasian, European, and when they see a four-strapping, Tongan, Samoan, Pacific boys, and then all of a sudden the voice, you know, you start singing, what sort of some of the reactions that you get and some of the feedback?
Ipu does a very good facial expression of, very good, if you'd like to give us a demonstration.
You're lying.
it's always a bit of fun sort of watching their reactions on stage. Eh? They when you get up on stage and, you know, they see a guy with brown skin, you know, they don't really know what to expect, and then as soon as you sort of open your mouth, you know, they're sort of stunned, and they sort of like, oh, where did you learn to train, you know, and they sort of have some idea of your background, you know, like how did you come down this road. Mm-hmm. So there's always those questions about how you came about singing opera and how you have a voice like that. But I think just to feed off what Samson and also what Ipo was touching on is I think Polynesians are just built for singing, you know. Mm. Not only do we have the background where we grew up in church and, you know, music is so embedded in our culture, it's also, singing is a very physical thing, you know, so it's all to do with how you're, the physical side of you. So it's, it's that's a big sort of influence when it comes to, you know, why Pacific Islanders have such beautiful voices. And, you know, that's a testament to exactly what you said, like Solomio and even people before then, Jonathan Lemaru, Kiri Tikanoa, all those people that have paved that path for us younger ones.
With that, we're now going to ask the boys, the gentlemen, to bless us. It's no use having such a wonderful singing group on the show and not have them share their talents. So, shall we? And if you could just let us know what's the piece that you're going to share with us, please.
That's a good question. we'll sing a popular tune
somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere over the rainbow. Just because it's a bit cloudy outside, so we hope the song will bring some nice weather.
Stop it. So, gentlemen, where can we find out more about upcoming gigs for yourselves or information to go and see you?
I think the best thing is to follow us on social media, The Shades NZ on Facebook and Instagram. And, yeah, most of our stuff goes up on there. So.